Karibuni rafiki,
welcome to
Reddit Wednesday.
And we are so very excited this Wednesday,
yes,
because we have a hot story for you.
What's the story?
But we're gonna start right away, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the story is my female 28 boyfriend. Sorry, my boyfriend, male, who's 26, cheated on me with a girl from Tinder the whole time. Can you come back from cheating? Why are you laughing?
I can't help it. Okay.
My boyfriend, male 26, cheated on me, female 28, the entire time. The girl ended up messaging me via Facebook and sending me screenshots, etc. We even spoke on the phone for 30 minutes talking about everything. I guess I should have seen it coming. He was posted on an are redating the same guy page, and he claimed it was one of the girls from his past harassing him, trying to get back with him. Really? And since I didn't have any evidence, I just gave him the benefit of the doubt. I actually ended commenting under the post saying that if he was seen on Tinder, it was a catfish account, like he claimed. I totally gave him the opportunity to be honest about it. I told him that if he did anything or slept with anyone, that now was the time to tell me. He insisted that nothing happened, there was no other girl, and that he would have told me if anything happened.
Of course.
So I said okay and took his word for it. The girl ended up messaging me a week later. He was sleeping with this woman unprotected the whole time. Hey!
She the big mumu.
Ah!
She the big mumu.
He would sleep with her at least once a month. And looking through our messages, he even tried to sleep with her the same day he saw me, and after playing video games together with my little brother. He tried to sleep with her last week, but she told him no. He slept with her 3 days after we got back from a road trip to visit some of his family. He slept with her a couple days after an argument. One time he slept with her and even texted me goodnight after getting home at 12:30 a.m. The disrespect. Oh, my gender. Okay, granted our relationship was not perfect, but we were working on being better together and actually building a future together. Women, we talked about living together, him coming to my promotion. I met his friends, their fiancés, played sports with some of them. For me, it's like, why do all this behind someone's back? Come sleep with them, tell them you love them, meet the family, the whole nine and ten. And then turn around, consistently be sleeping with someone else. We spoke on the phone for about 3 hours.
What? Why? You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
We spoke on the phone for about 3 hours and talked about the situation and about life. He says he's sorry for what he did and that it's not worth it. The whole cheating, the whole scenario.
Oh, must be cute.
I know. That he had trust issues and marriage and everything scares him. He's pissing me off.
Okay.
I'm not that. That he's not good at relationships. And that he doesn't want to lose me. That's why he lied. He told me he'd do whatever I wanted, even to go to therapy if that's what I wanted, but I don't want anything anymore. I'm beyond hurt. I feel like I can't see him the same way. He looked at me, ignored my text when we got off work to sleep with her, and kissed me, told me he loved me like nothing happened. How are we supposed to come back from that? Like, why are you even allowing him to do that? He said he hopes down the line when he is mentally well and figures his stuff out, he hopes we meet again. A part of me wishes, I'm sorry I'm laughing, a part of me wishes for that, but the other part is crushed. I feel stupid. No, don't. But I know this didn't happen because of me, as part of him is broken and needs healing. He needs major therapy. That's not for you to analyze. Sorry. That's not on me to fix. I tried being there for him, and this is what I got in return. Deep down, I didn't want to let him go, but it was the right choice. I'll never be able to trust anything he says. That's a life I don't want to live. But still, I find myself hoping he texts or calls. It's backwards. I feel like he didn't even fight for me to stay.
Of course, he told you, you do whatever you want if you do. So he's just willing to do just to get along with it, basically.
My gender.
No, but I feel like some women, it might be harsh, some women are stupid. I think,
oh, yeah.
No, it's true, some women are stupid. Because sometimes you do see the sign, like she said, the girl, like, he kept on asking her, you can tell when someone is lying.
Yeah.
And then you constantly do it, like, weird times, the time doesn't even match.
Yeah.
He's doing this, he's doing that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, she's...
So for me, first of all, I am so sorry that happened. Like, I truly am sorry. It's a very hard thing to come back from. But then when I look at it, you know, in Edmonton, we have that, do you know this guy page for a reason.
Not everyone knows about that.
Not, but she... knew about it. And when she confronted him, he told her that it was an ex trying to like get back with him that posted that on that page.
What would you take? Most men lie, so I don't know why would you take his word.
And then, okay, then after that, that's okay, like maybe, you know, yeah, because there's like people out there who are crazy, they never want to let go, right? But then you come and find out that he has been having this whole affair with this other woman, and after the incident and then this whole affair, you still think that you have a chance with him to fix things. He's not even honest. He's, first of all, there's no way he said that he apologized. Okay, and let me tell, and this is women, we need to stop compromising our values and what we want for men.
Okay.
Once a man has told you, I am not ready for marriage, marriage is not for me, I don't want to get married, and you want that, walk away.
I think women, sometimes guys tell you exactly what they want, but then us as women, we're not willing to listen.
Oh, he will
not
change.
Taking them seriously.
That's our mentality.
He's not changing. The way you find him, that's how you're going to leave him. So, my sister, do yourself a favor and just leave him the way he is. Because he has to grow up by himself. You cannot raise a man. You're not his mother.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't raised right, you cannot fix him.
Yeah.
So, just leave him for the streets.
Because I feel bad like that whole thing happened. Because love is love regardless. She was in love. Or she was in love. But the fact that he has told... Sorry, the fact that he has told you all these things, and then you think that he's gonna call.
No, some girls think they're special. That we don't want to change the guy. No, you're not special. You do the same thing to me, the same thing to the other person.
Yeah. Once a man has told you once, twice that marriage is not for me, go.
No, some female have this pick me energy. Me. I'm gonna change him. I'm gonna do this. No, girl. The same thing he does to you is the same thing he's gonna do to someone else.
Yeah.
So at that point, you just have to leave him. And also that girl, the one you were saying, the ex. Some girl, you know what I've noticed? Some girls love chasing guys who are already taken.
But the thing is that he lied about it. So some, apparently another lady went and posted him because they had a similar story. But then he lied to her that it was an ex. Does that make sense? So it's like, okay, for example, if I'm dating someone, okay, and then someone else dated this guy, they go on, do you know this guy? And they post, like, they put their red flags, and then they put, like, the what they usually do to women, and then I go and find my partner's picture on there, and then I come and confront my partner, and then he tells me, no, that's just my ex who's jealous of me and wants me back. That's what he did.
No, but still, there's some women who enjoy doing that.
There is, but I feel like if a woman has put a man out there, I am sorry, I feel like some of these apps are very helpful.
Yeah, they are.
They keep this man, thank you.
And this mental stress.
And then you come to know like these other women seeing the same guy.
Yeah.
So it is, the fact that you're still hoping that he will call or text, you're not over the breakup. And you need to forget that. Like you need to let go. And you need to move on or else you're not going to heal. And you need to be careful that you don't take this hurt and these trust issues into the next relationship. You need to work on yourself, okay? Love yourself. Take time to get to know yourself. And then be ready for the next person. Date yourself before you actually start dating another person.
You know what I think, like, if I'm being honest, like, with women and stuff, we all want to, like, get that happy ever after, the happy ending, right?
Know, yeah.
But then the thing is, us as women, you also have to be content with yourself, mm-hmm. and also like you working on yourself. And then the thing is, most women don't realize that there's more men than women. So not like, no, there's more women than men.
Yeah.
So you know, not all of us are going to end up married. And mm-hmm. I think people, that's the realization you guys have to have, and being content with that. Once I started thinking like that, like I'm like, yeah, there might be, I might, like,
and that's
you
okay.
know, everything is written for you, right?
Yeah.
Like, I believe, like, everything, like, is written for you. Like, the stuff that's going to happen in your life, it's always written, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that might not be a chapter that you might get.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get that happy ending after.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
you have to be willing to be content with your life and also, mm-hmm. be, like, find joy in other things than, like, some women find joy in than a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Find, like, strength. Relationship is just not, a, like, a partner base. A relationship with your family, a relationship within the community, doing other things that like
build you
and also like contribute to society as well.
Mm.
So I feel like that's one thing women, we need to like realize that not everyone's gonna get married, and I'm being honest, and you
no,
have
and that's
to be
really true,
with
yeah
it. So
and that's true,
that's the bigger picture, like
yeah.
you have to be willing, because like everything's written for you. That's why I'm like, even like with us like females, like we always like, if I have this, I can't tell where I got this and stuff. I feel like that's the stupidest thing you can do, right? Because me, if I have like resources, I will tell you exactly where I got it, because like, why am I keeping it when Allah already wrote everything for me in the book and what's going to happen and the resources? Why am I hiding it? If I give it to you, I'm getting good deeds. Why would I just like be keeping it for myself? It doesn't
mm-hmm.
make sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm like, everything is always written for you.
Yeah,
you do good and good comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm mortified at the idea that she's still hoping for this guy to come back. Mm-hmm. And as women, I know that there's like men out there who are like, oh, I need a woman who's developed, a woman who has built herself up, a woman who has this, a woman who has done
that's
some work on herself and da 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 da, right? But you can never get a full package. That is what you need to know, okay? You will never get a full package, okay? Each and every person who comes in your life comes with a certain baggage and certain trauma and certain hurt.
Mm.
And it's up to them, and I mean hurt like their heart, not their heart like, and it's up to them to work on themselves.
Mm.
Okay? You are not, immediately you see the red flags and you see the trauma in this person, it's your responsibility to say, you know what?
Mm.
Until you heal and you work on yourself, you and I cannot be friends. You and I cannot be together. You and I cannot be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they are family members, you and I cannot be close, because
mm-hmm.
you're building a boundary that is going to protect you
mm-hmm.
and protect that person. At the end of the day, you've protected you guys, you two have protected yourselves from being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You've protected yourselves from that trauma affecting that relationship. And that's why it's very important to work on yourselves.
Yeah, but I also think like
yeah.
if you're going to get yourself in relationships and stuff, you have to be willing to also give your heart and just know that that relationship might not work out. And
yeah.
your heart is always at stake when you put yourself in a relationship. So be mindful of that. And also like when it comes like to men, like you said, men want a woman who's developed. No, some men do not want that.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to like, some men I believe they like to be like the man of the house, and they want you at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've seen some of it. That's what I've seen, right?
Yeah.
And also, it's just like women, like, yeah, you might think that's sometimes women, we are independent to a fault, right? We want everything to be doing it by ourselves, right? But and also like not being able to like act as a female, like sometimes take a step back and also let yourself be a female, not always being so hard.
An alpha
and beta, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So like sometimes, like us as females,
yeah.
too, we need to be soft as well. And also, like, some men, you say all of these things, they want a woman who's independent. No, they don't. Because, like, most of the times, you have to look at women, all women who are successful, they usually date down.
And the thing is that sometimes when they meet these women who are complete, they're intimidated by them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why most women date down. You don't see women dating up as much as you would see before.
I think at the end of the day, it's just knowing that you can never get a full package. Whether for you as a man or a woman.
My mom said the same thing. It's like, you are with, maybe might be with this man, right? He might bring other baggages. Like, every man has his own
every
baggage.
Human being has a baggage.
So, like, you might think this one is like this. Oh, I found this and this one. But then he has also something in it.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't always compare this person to another person. Because everyone comes with their own bullshit.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, well, I hope she gets the healing that she needs. Mm-hmm. And I hope you do not even call or text him back.
My sister is your life.
Like, I hope, no, I hope you walk away.
No, if it would be serious,
from a sister to a sister, I hope you walk away. This has been a great episode, and we've loved this episode.
Do whatever you want to.
I loved shooting the episode.
Anyway.
So, guys, look forward to more Reddit Wednesdays. Bye!
Do whatever you want.